Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, hello there and greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to another day of broadcast right here from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina. Pastor Barry Goodman, and I'm his associate, Brother Johnny Owens, and your host here on the Monday through Friday broadcast time. You may be a new listener. You may have tuned us in today for the very first time and wonder who you're listening to. Well, this is the Sounds of Faith, and we're from the Faith Baptist Church here in Shelby. But most of you, I'm sure, are just everyday listeners and faithful listeners at that, and we're thankful for you allowing us to come again and be a part of your day today. And we've got some good music lined up, as we always do, and then we'll continue our study on the different characters that Christ has appeared for us in the book of Hebrews chapter 9 and chapter 10. We finished up with chapter number 9. And we kind of started one point in chapter 10, and we'll continue thereafter in the preaching time here in just a little while. But here's a good song from the choir, a good one out of the old red book. Said, "He's my King." Amen. Still a good old song. Amen. He's my King there from the adult Choir. Well, let me give you an invitation, a personal invitation, to come and visit with us here at the Faith Baptist Church, an old-fashioned fundamental Bible preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist Church. We'd love to have you come for any of our services. Now, our next scheduled service will be this coming Lord's Day at 10 o'clock for Sunday school, 11 o'clock morning worship, 6 o'clock in the evening service. We'd love to have you come for any of the Lord's Day services or on the Wednesday night prayer meeting. 7 o'clock on Wednesday nights, we have just a practical prayer meeting. That's pretty much what it says it is. It's a time of little singing, preaching, and prayer time. Amen. We'd love to have you come and visit in any of these services. We're located around the corner of Highway 18 South of Shelby, about 5 miles, in the corner of Highway 180. Amen. 2 miles from the South Carolina state line. Come on by and pay us a visit. We'd love to see you. Love to meet you. If you hear us on the broadcast, just come on in and let the ushers know that, and we'll try our best to get to speak to you before the service, and thank God for you and that listen faithfully to the Sounds of Faith. And I've said this, you know, dozens of times, you know, there'd be no reason for us to be here if you were not there listening and tuning in to the broadcast, whether on the internet or the radio. We thank you for doing that. Well, here's a good song from the Sounds of Faith Quartet again today. A song that says, "Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me."
You've been my life for so long. You were right when I was wrong. I can't repay all the love you've given me. You've been my friend when no one cared. I was alone, but you were there, Lord. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me. I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. Take my life, make me what you have me be. That's ever happened to me. Borrowed treasures, borrowed dreams, all life's joys you've given me. When burdens come, you're always there to make me smile. Let come what may, thy will be done. God's only Son, Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. Take my life, make me what you have me be. I'm your child, you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Best thing that's ever happened to me. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Amen. All God's people can say amen right there. Amen. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. Amen. Well, in the truth for today, in our truth for the day, Colossians 3 in verse 89, parts of this verse, tells us to put off these. Gives us a list of things to put off: anger, malice, wrath, blaspheming, filthy communication out of our mouth, lie not one to another. Here are just some of the things that we can do without in this life. When we put on the new man through Christ Jesus, then we can put off the old man with the deeds that are evil. Now, that old man, he ain't dead. Don't be fooled. It's a daily battle with him, but we must crucify the flesh daily, Paul tells us. Amen. Great truth. Let's try that. Let's put off those things. Amen. I invite you to join me now for a time of prayer here on the Sounds of Faith. Our blessed Heavenly Father, we ask you, dear Lord, to forgive us of our sins. First off, forgive us, dear Lord, for any sin in thought, word, or deed, whatever the case may be, whether in commission or omission, I pray, O God, you'd cleanse our heart from every stain. Now, Lord, I pray today that you'd accept our thanks, and God, we want to say thank you, Lord, for being who you are. God that never slumbers nor sleeps. I'm thankful, Lord, you that the same God that holds the earth in its place and the stars in its sockets is the same God that I serve the day and watches over me. And Lord, I want to say I'm grateful. I'm thankful, God, for all that you are and all that you've done. God, you've been good to us. God, you've answered prayer. God, you've made a way when there was no way. And Lord, I'm thankful, God, today, and I want to say I love you, and I'm thankful, God, for all your many blessings. And dear Lord, there are some things on our heart and mind today that we'd love to just lay them at your feet. And Lord, I pray, God, that you'll do with them, God, that which you will. I know, Lord, that, you know, it's thy will be done. That's something we all need to learn. Lord, let thy will be done. Not so much our will, but thy will be done. We're praying, God, that you'd work these things out. Now, Lord, for our dear friends who are listening and they're praying with us and along with us, I pray, God, for each one of them. No doubt they all have needs on their hearts. Some of them are urgent needs. But I pray, God, they'll cast all their care upon thee today. For you do genuinely care for us. Bless us now for the remainder time of the broadcast time today, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, we're always thankful for the few moments that we pray. Amen. The song, you know, we hear in the background is the Sweet Hour prayer arrangement our choir does. And, you know, sometimes we, you know, we think about it as an hour. It's just a time that we spend, any moment that we spend talking to our Heavenly Father and allow him to talk to us in our soul and our spirit and our heart, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And I pray that God will continually keep prayer an essential part of all of our lives. Amen? Amen. Well, Brother Justin and the young lady's going to sing one for you, talking about I'm in love with Jesus. Amen? And I'm glad that he loves me as well.
Oh, I am so happy just thinking of him today. I love him more than words could say. He takes my breath away. Oh, I am so happy 'cause Jesus is my friend. I'm glad he holds my hand. Oh, I am in love with him. And it's an everlasting love, better than anyone can dream of. It's a perfect love, a gift from the Father up above. Oh, it's a powerful love, poured out in his own precious blood. For Jesus first loved us, now I'm in love with him. Oh, I am so happy. He wrote a love letter to me. He told me that I could be free for all of eternity. Oh, I am so happy, and I'll never get over him. I once was lost in sin, now I am in love with him. And it's an everlasting love, better than anyone could dream of. It's a perfect love, a gift from the Father up above. Oh, it's a powerful love, poured out in his Jesus' blood. For Jesus first loved us, now I'm in love with Him. And it's an everlasting love, better than anyone could dream of. It's a perfect love, a gift from the Father up above. Oh, it's a powerful love poured out in His own precious blood. For Jesus first loved us, now I'm in love with Him.
I like that song. I like the truth in it, amen. And I tell you what, I'm glad that we love Him because He first loved us, amen, according to the Word of God, amen, amen. All right, well, here's one more before we go back into Hebrews chapter number 10. That's where we'll be today. We'll start in verse 11 if you want to have your Bibles handy. Here's Spencer and Haley and Brother Justin singing together as a trio again. Hey, that's my God, amen.
The angry crowd cried out to crucify. They nailed Him to a rugged cross, left Him there to die. They gambled for the royal robe He wore, not knowing they had crucified my Lord. He bore the sin and shame of all mankind, and as He hung there dying, I was on His mind. His sacrifice and love some don't appreciate, but I would like to speak and set the record straight. That's my God, and I love Him. That's my Jesus, He died for me, for all the world to I'll say it loud and clear, that's my God, that's my God. Some say He's nothing more than fairy tale, that He's just a myth or legend, His presence is not real, and His word is not correct politically. They still curse and mock His name defiantly, but old time, it's never changed, the changeless one. And their lies, they'll never disprove the existence of God's Son. And though some may be content to just sit by, oh, I for one must stand and testify. That's my God, and I love Him. That's my Jesus, He died for me, for all the world to hear. I'll say it loud and clear, that's my God, that's my
Who do you serve today? What? Who's your God? Amen. Well, praise God. I'm glad I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, no matter what men may say. Hey, boy, I tell you, I like that. I'm glad I've got a God to serve. Amen. And listen, Christianity is the only, and it's really not, I don't really classify Christianity as religion. Amen. It's a relationship. Amen. And just like Baptist is not a denomination. We never came out of, we're not Protestant. We never came out. Listen, we were way back there in the first church. Amen. Hey, when at first, we've held true to the early church doctrine. And I tell you what, I'm glad I know I've got a God that can do all things. Amen. Well, in Hebrews chapter number 10, and we're looking at some things. Actually, there's 15 of them, believe it or not. Didn't want to tell you that on the outset of the week because I didn't want you to get discouraged. Amen. But I've been trying to give you three a day and some things, some characters that that Christ appears for us in Hebrews 9 and Hebrews chapter number 10. And now we're in the book of we looked at chapter 10, verse 10 yesterday, as He's the sanctifier to separate, but also in chapter, look at verse number 11 and verse number 12. For every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he hath ordered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat down on the right hand of God. I'm glad that Christ has appeared for me as the sin offering, the sin offering to save. I'm glad that we do not need anything. We don't need Mary. Hey, it's not Jesus plus Mary. It's not Jesus plus something. It's not Jesus minus something. It's not Jesus plus baptism. It's not Jesus plus the Baptist Church. Hey, it's Jesus Christ, and Christ alone is our sin offering as to save us. And then in verse 12, we see He is not just the sin offering to save, but He is the exalted man in glory. Notice what the text says. The priests, they stand daily, ministering, doing the same sacrifices over and over again, according to verse number 11. But notice what Jesus did. Jesus offered one sacrifice, one time, for sins, forever. And then He sat down. He sat down on the right hand of God. And boy, I tell you what, today I'm glad to know that, hey, He's exalted in glory. He's the exalted man. And boy, I tell you today, He sits there. Well, you say, what is He doing up there, Brother Johnny? Well, He is sitting at the right hand of God. The Bible tells us to make an intercession for you and I. Now, listen to me carefully. I've got some folk that I can depend on to pray for me. And many of them are listening to us on the radio today. I'm glad I've got people that I have confidence in that can get a hold of heaven, amen, in my defense or in my stead. But I tell you what, there's one in heaven praying for me today that's beyond everybody else. That's beyond and before and greater than anybody else. Hey, listen, have you ever thought about that? When Jesus is praying on our behalf, that's God praying to God, friend. That's God praying to God. And I'm so thankful today that I've got an exalted one in glory. Hey, make an intercession for me. But then notice He's not only the sin offering to save us in verse 11 and 12 of chapter 10. In verse 12, He is the exalted man in glory. But notice He's the expectant one, to triumph. In verse number 13, look at what it says here. From henceforth expecting, there's the word, expecting, till His enemies be made His footstool. Oh, I remember We were on Waggy Radio out of Gaffney, South Carolina, for a little 15-minute broadcast on Monday nights back, oh my goodness, probably 25, 30 years ago now. But brother, and of course I remember MG Lemons would come on there, and I've still got some of his old CDs that were on, actually on reels, and they got put on CDs, and we may go back and play some of them again. We've done that before, but I remember Brother Lemons would say, every time he'd go off the air, he'd say, "Keep looking up, children. Jesus could come today." And boy, I tell you, keep looking up. Hey, expect him to come today. What if he don't come, Brother John? Well, hey, expect him tomorrow. But I'm glad the Hebrew says that he is the expectant one to triumph. Hey, I'm expecting him to come. Listen, let me tell you something. There's not one thing that the rapture of God, of Christ, of the church would not fix. There's not one thing it wouldn't straighten out. Now, they wouldn't do nothing for those who are not saved, because they'd be left behind. But I'm talking about your problems, my concerns, my needs, your needs. The rapture would fix all of that. And boy, I'm telling you what. And then, of course, the second coming, which is later, it's a different, it's totally different from the rapture. Oh, but Jesus is going to come. And, boy, just when it looks like the armies that hate Israel has got them pinned up, God's going to come in triumph and going to do away with that. You know, all these years they've been fighting over that piece of land over there that God gave to Abraham and to his descendants. Listen to me. There's been a lot of bloodshed that's just been wasted, because when God gives somebody something, hey, they ain't no man can take it away, friend. And there's no Palestinian, there's no Arab, there's no anybody that's going to take it away from them, because it belongs to them. It belongs to God's people, Abraham's seed, according to the word of God. But anyway, Jesus is going to come as the expectant one. What if he would come today? Let's think about it. Now, I'm making this CD a week ahead of time. I always make them the week before you hear them. So as you are hearing them, it is probably about, I don't know, about 3:01 or so, because my time is ticking down. So I know it's getting close to the end of the broadcast. What if he would come at 1 o'clock today? Only about 2 minutes away, or 3 minutes away, depending on your watch. What if you knew for sure Jesus was coming in 3 minutes? What would you do? I mean, hey, I think I'm right with God, but I think I'd spend that time praying and shoring up some things. I tell you what, you know, we need to live an expectant life, expecting Jesus to come again, because I don't know of anything that would keep him from not coming today. Unless there's some soul that he knows in his foreknowledge is going to get saved, that could be the only thing that I could think of. But I know this, the Bible says that God's Spirit will not always strive with man. So that's going to end up one of these days. But I hope that you're ready to go. Be expecting him today. Until tomorrow, God bless you now is our prayer.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.